Under Mayor Marty Walsh, the city of Boston has set the ambitious goal of becoming carbon neutral. Today, the city is beginning to figure out how to do that, especially with all of the recent development in Boston. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on the challenge of fueling the city's future.
Here's a familiar construction cacophony heard on Boston streets these days. Today, there are 106 buildings worth $9 billion under construction in Boston. Over the past 5 years, the city has approved adding the square footage equal to 45 new Prudential Towers. Austin Blackman is Boston's Chief of Energy, Environment, and Open Space.
We're very fortunate right now. Boston is in one of its largest building booms in its history, and that means that there are great opportunities for us to have a lasting impact on the future of our city.
Boston already has more LEED-certified energy-efficient buildings than any other city in the nation. And Massachusetts is the most energy-efficient state in the country, 7 years in a row. By 2050, the state is committed to reducing climate-changing emissions from fossil fuels by 80%. Boston is even more ambitious. It wants to be carbon neutral by then. But what it doesn't have is a detailed plan to get there. Boston's climate and energy czar, Austin Blackman.
We need to understand what policies and actions are going to be most cost-efficient and most effective to help us accomplish that carbon-neutral goal.
So Boston is assembling a new team to investigate the alternatives. Energy experts from the city, outside consultants, and Boston University will plot a variety of paths the city can take to become carbon-neutral by 2050. They'll focus on four sectors to curb climate emissions: transportation, waste, electricity, and heat. Heat is the largest and toughest place to cut greenhouse gas emissions. 50% of energy used to heat homes and companies in Massachusetts comes from burning natural gas. And Boston's building boom has fueled the need for more.
Gas demand continues to be strong in Massachusetts.
John Stavrakis is Vice President of Gas Asset Management at National Grid. He oversees the utility's network of gas pipelines in the state. Stavrakis looks out 5 and 10 years to plan for the supply and demand for natural gas.
People want gas. We connect 10 to 11,000 new customers a year. There's been tremendous growth in the seaport, so there is a need for additional gas supply to serve that customer base.
Using natural gas instead of coal to generate electricity has dramatically reduced climate change emissions in Massachusetts, and demand for electricity is declining. Suppliers of gas say it can be a bridge to the future for heating, too, reducing greenhouse gases until alternatives are found. But critics say more gas is a bridge too far.
I'm trying to stop the building of new fossil fuel infrastructure in the city of Boston.
Ania Camargo is with Mothers Out Front. It's a group trying to get leaky gas pipes plugged in the city. She's also a member of the Boston Clean Energy Coalition, which wants to stop new gas mains from being laid under city streets.
We can't be carbon neutral by 2050 if we continue to build with natural gas. I mean, the only way we can get there is if we transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy.
I think what we need to do, we need to introduce a disruptive mindset on climate change.
A call for radical change in constructing new buildings from perhaps a surprising voice. John Fish is president and CEO of Suffolk. The Boston-based firm is the biggest builder in New England and one of the largest in the nation. He says new sustainable construction methods and materials will help reduce the demand for fossil fuels.
And there's no doubt with all of the innovation and technology that's going on, we can do a much better job than we're doing right now.
But Fish says the marketplace, developers and buyers, need to be educated and make the big changes needed to reduce emissions. Less than 10% of the lifetime costs of a building are in constructing it. The rest is maintenance and utilities. Fish says you pay now or you pay more later.
The long-term cost, I would argue, to build more sustainable technologies in buildings is much more competitive than it is constructing buildings the way they're building them today.
As Boston's skyline rises, John Fish, whose company Suffolk Construction is responsible for much of it, says the choices we make over the next few years about how to heat new buildings and retrofit old ones will have profound effects.
We have to make this investment now if we're going to be able to preserve ourselves for the future. If we don't, the price will be tenfold what it could be today. We need to come together as a thoughtful community. So listen, not what can we do, but what are we going to do?
Boston's new panel that will consider how the city will fuel its future is expected to release its report next summer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.